welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
We've been doing a series right now, and it's basically Open Door in 2024. I love it because this door actually looks like that one in a way, except it opens the other way. So we'll have to flip that around next week, you know, so it matches. But, you know, as we go through our lives, anybody going through their life, right? Does it ever feel like to you at sometimes like nothing's ever going right? Okay, I got a better laugh over here. You guys were empty. Does it ever feel like nothing's ever going right? It's going great for them. But for us, you know, sometimes it feels that way, doesn't it? It's like when nothing goes right, go left. It's that whole, like, you ever heard this statement, get right or get left? But if we're going to win this year in life in general, think about this. We're going to have to overcome some things. We're going to have to get over some stuff. We're going to have to work through some issues. We're going to have to take care of some business. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We're going to have to become overcomers in our lives if we're going to see God's hand, if we're going to see God move in our lives. And I'm working on this myself. Your pastor is actually trying to navigate some of these things, figure some of this stuff out. My wife will bear witness to this. Just, yeah. You know, like this one, for instance, I've made some bad confessions out of my mouth when my life gets difficult. Right? Like, did you really just say that? Did that really just come out of your mouth? Are you serious? I was like, all right, let's make some examples. She'll love this. This is for you, honey. Because my mouth starts running crazy. When I get into situations and circumstances and life pressure and all that starts coming at me, my mouth starts to run. Because I'm a mouth guy. If you haven't noticed, I'm a mouth guy. I can't get ahead. Anybody ever said that? I just can't seem to get ahead. I just can't get a break. I just need a break, man. Every time I take a step forward, it's two steps back. You ever felt that way? It's just me, right? All right, we got one in aisle three. How about this one? So we're broke, huh? Right? She's like, stop saying that. So we're broke, right? I want something. I can't go get it right now. Is that what you're telling me? When? So we're broke. No, you just can't go buy that, you know, $800 rifle you want, or whatever it is. Go get a box of ammo and be happy. How about this one? Man, my life stinks. Anybody ever been there? What is all that? I could keep going. But, you know, here's the bottom line. This is the truth, okay? I will get ahead. I will. And it's like, every time I take it, no, it's not every time. It's not. We feels that way sometimes, but it's not. And I'm not broke. God fixed me. 35 years ago, God fixed me. So I'm not broke. And my life does stink, typically. Depends on how hard I'm working, or what, Lisa's like, or what you're eating. So, what are you dealing with in your life? Right? What are you dealing with? It's called frustration. Have you ever been frustrated? Yeah. You know, maybe your specific moment stinks, okay? But it's not all the time. It's not every day. It's not going to be forever. You can overcome these moments in your life. But when the pressure's building and you know that the pressure is going to build up in your life, right? When all that builds up, what do? We explode. Right? Look at who's laughing the hardest. They're the ones with the anger problems. Right? It's like, it's the end of the road, man. It's over. Today's the day. It's never going to get better. We start feeling sorry for ourselves. I'm talking about me, okay, guys? This is like transparency 101 today. I'm being as open and transparent as I can be as your pastor. Because sometimes I'm just looking for a glimmer of hope. Just something to hold on to. What is it that you're dealing with today? We're all dealing with something. But I kind of broke it down into three areas, and I want to kind of go through that. I want to share a little bit with you, and then I want to share from the Bible someone who went through the same thing, and I want you to see from their life the victory that God's got for you today. So some common challenges that we have to overcome in our road to becoming a conqueror. Somebody say a conqueror. Okay, we got to conquer some things. The first thing you're going to have to learn how to conquer in your life is loss. Loss happens. You know, whether you've lost your job, I've lost my job. I've been fired. I've been laid off. Fired more. But I've lost my job. I've lost, relationships. We've lost family members, right? We've all lost something. How about your dreams or your ambitions? Has anybody ever had your dream squashed? I've been there. How about your health? Some of us are dealing with loss in our health. We can't do what we used to be able to do, and we're upset. We're frustrated because I used to be able to do that when I was 20. God bless you. But loss is an inevitable part of our lives. Each and every one of us, we're going to face something. We're going to lose something. Something's going to go wrong. Something's going to happen. The truth. He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. Psalms 147:3. It's the truth. He heals the brokenhearted. What have you lost? What has broken your heart? God heals broken hearts. It's not the end. It's just a change. Regardless of how it happens in your life, loss is one of the biggest challenges that we as believers and human beings on this earth are going to face. We've got to learn to deal with loss. We've got to learn to keep moving forward. It's one of the biggest characteristics of loss is it paralyzes you. It stops you from becoming the next thing that you're supposed to become after you experience that loss. So will you let God heal your heart? Let God help you to walk through loss. Because I want to move beyond that paralysis of loss in 2024. I want to leave those things which are behind, and I want to press forward towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, when we take our loss and we grab Jesus by the hand and we walk through the door of loss, we experience victory. It's possible to overcome. Second thing that we're going to face in our lives after, you know, loss is failure. Anybody here ever had a failure in your life? There were times I didn't take my report card home as a young child, as a teenager. You know, because I couldn't convince my mom that F was fantastic. Look, Mom, I got 5 fantastics and 3 has. A. It was usually PE, art, and chorus. You guys know I sang in the all-girls chorus in 9th and 10th grade, right? I was a heavy metal singer. Good times. There's nobody in here that hasn't experienced failure somewhere. In some area, somewhere, somehow, we've experienced failure in our life. But in order to grow, you're going to have to fail at something, because that's how you get better. James 1, verse 2 through 4 shows you in Scripture that failure produces something. Look at this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy when you fail, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. When you fail, when you have a trial, when you don't make the mark, that is you learning how to work towards making the mark. You know, how many times did they try to invent the light bulb before it was finally invented? They had to fail enough times to get it right. Does that make sense? You know, you look at, it's football season right now. Dolphins got taken down by Kansas City. I'm still in mourning. Me and my best friend, he's a Chiefs fan. What? You're saying you're upset that I brought it up? You just said we should have kept that quiet? Everybody knows. I'm trying to mourn publicly. But, you know, my buddy's a Chiefs fan. I'm a Dolphins fan. So we just went to the Tesla concert and just didn't watch the game. Like, we'll go to a rock concert and let everything work its way out. And then we kept getting updates on the phones. And I was like, yeah, I figured as much. But football teams, every week they go back and they review the plays from the week before, and they're looking at everything that went right and everything that went wrong, and they're examining all the plays, and your life has a playbook. You can go back and examine your week last week, and you can go, yeah, we did great here, this was awesome, this was good, and then, whoa, man, we really blew it right there. How do we prevent that from happening again? You see, that's what failure produces. It produces perseverance. It produces the ability to walk above failure the next time. Count it all joy. Right? Third thing is this, setbacks. Anybody ever had a setback? Let's make our setbacks our comeback. I've been set back. You know, I can remember laying in my hospital bed 7 months in my bedroom 5 years ago when my pancreas exploded, going, what is going on? I had a setback. I didn't work. Everybody had to help me. I was in such a weakened state. And in all of that, I thought I was done. That frustration, this is it, it's over. Checking out, things are all over. No, it was just the beginning of something different. And God had used that to shift me out of where I was, and he moved me into this. Right? So what is your setback setting you up to run into? What are you about to become from the setbacks that you're facing in your life? Think about this. You know, because a setback's basically called an unforeseen circumstance. Anybody ever had one of those? Didn't see that coming, but pow, there it is. Little hindrance in my life, little delay on my goals, on my plan. Everything I had figured out isn't working out the way I thought that it should. It's okay, because setbacks are learning opportunities as well. It's like, okay, we're going to go around the mountain another time before we go up. It happened. I want to show you life of Joseph. Let's look at his life for a minute. Okay? Think about Joseph in the Bible. He was a man who experienced loss, failure, and setbacks. In Genesis 37, 1 through 4, it says, "Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob." And Joseph being 17 years old. Anybody remember being 17? Right? Anybody? All right, listen to what Joseph was like at 17. He's feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. So his father had three wives. He's got brothers by one set of wife, brothers from another wife, and then he's got him and his little brother Benjamin from the favorite wife, right? It's way easier just to have one wife, guys, because you don't get into all these situations. But check this out. He was with his father's brothers, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. He was a narc. Oh, yeah, he sold his brothers out to dad. He was the favored child. Yeah, hey, guess what the boys are doing? Anybody know what that's like? Anybody ever been narked out by their brother or sister to mom, dad? Yeah? I have a story, but I don't think I'm going to tell it. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, you can. It leaves you wondering. So anyway, Joseph was the favored child by his dad. And now, listen to this. It says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a tunic of many colors. And when the brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his other brothers, they hated him, and they could not speak peaceably of him." So he's the favored guy. He's got it all going on. He's 17. His brothers, some of them are in their probably 20s, maybe even a little older. And, you know, he had this dream that all of his brothers were going to go bow down to him and worship him. And he actually had to share that with them, you know, just like he would share with his dad all the things they were doing. He's like, "Oh, by the way, I had a dream and you were all bowing down to me." Right? Okay, probably a mistake, because what happened to him in that process? Next thing you know, he finds himself in a pit. They threw him in a pit. They were going to kill him. And they sold him into slavery with an uncertain future at best. You know what that's called? He lost his family. He lost his dad. Everything that was precious to him, he had loss. You see it? He experienced tremendous loss in that moment. Then he was bought by Potiphar, rose to the head of Potiphar's house. He's in charge of everything. The dude could not mess up. He would just be elevated everywhere that he went because he was a leader. He was somebody who was really into all that. as he got to Potiphar's house, then he was betrayed by Potiphar's wife who wanted to sleep with him. And he ran, and she narked him out. Reap what you sow, right? You see it. She went and made up a lie and told her husband that he tried to attack her, and they threw him in jail. That's called a setback. You're running good. You got great meals. You're running the household. Everything's good. Setback. Now you're in prison. Then he's in prison. He's hoping that somebody would remember him there. He was there for years. Hoping, you know, and he had the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker were all in jail, right? Or is that a different story? But they're all in jail. It's I think it was the butler and the baker, right? Yeah. Yeah, the wine tester. I said that earlier, and somebody said it was the butler. Same thing. It's just different translation. Okay, so, you know, so they are in jail together, and he tells them, remember me in here, that I interpreted your dream, and you're going to die, and you're going to get out. Well, guess what? Only one guy had the opportunity to remember. But he's 2 years later, he's still sitting there. What's he doing? He's feeling like a failure. It's like, my life's never going to amount to anything. I'm going to die here. I'm never going to get out of this situation. Anybody ever felt that way? It's never going to change for me. Oh, my life is so horrible. I'm broke. I'm in jail. The food's horrible. That Potiphar's house was great. Joseph didn't know the full story. He didn't know where he was going. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where God's taking you. You can't even perceive how much God has planned for you in your life right now, because we get so focused, myself included, so frustrated by the everyday, daily grind. What's happening? What's going on? Oh, it's not what I thought it should be. I'm in jail. I'm, you know, running around, and everything's so bad right now. Didn't stay that way for him. That was his path to second in command over all of Egypt. That was his process that he had to go through to get to the elevated place that God wanted to place him in his life. Where is God trying to move you in your life today? Where is God taking you? And we're stuck in the jail moment, whining and crying about what's happening in our lives right now, when God's like, I got you. Follow me. Because God knows. He sees it all. Does he not, or does he not see it all? He sees it all. God didn't throw his hands up and go, well, I didn't see that coming. Shocker. What's happening here? What's going on? That's not the God we serve. He feels your pain. He's there with you. He's fully working in your life all the time, guys. If you've called on the name of Jesus, he is working in your life all the time, every moment, working things together. Even when others are trying to hurt you. You hear me? Even when other people are trying to destroy your life. The brothers, the Potiphar's wives of this world. God is working all things for your good. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. God intends to make his power known through you to this world. They're going to see you struggle. They're going to see your obstacles, but they're also going to see you overcome them. That's the victory. That's where you earn the right to share Jesus with somebody. When they look at you and they go, he made it through. I don't think I'm going to make it through. Maybe I should go get with them. Because they somehow made it through. Right? Joseph finds his brothers, and he could have killed them all. He was in enough authority, he could have just said, take them all and kill them. And in doing that, out of revenge, he would have.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am. Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.